don't need my children to get me into arguments. That's the point I'm trying to make here. But they do. They do. And I'll tell you why they do. Because I get to spend time with my kids during the day in the way that most parents don't get to do with their kids, because I don't work during the day. Unless you count occasionally thinking to yourself, that could be funny, I'll try that later, as work. So, it's a very privileged position to be in. I swear to God, my four-year-old, just the other day, 4 days ago, he said to me, I wish I was a grown-up. And I said, well, if you're a grown-up, you'll have to go to work, you know. And in just a split second, he just went, I wish I was a comedian. You cheeky. That's a true story. Well, son, I think you are. I think you are, because your timing there was impeccable. So it is. It's a great job to have. You know, I get to spend time with the kids, you know, during the day. And we'll go and we'll do whatever we want to do. We'll jump on the trampoline, we'll go badger baiting, we'll climb trees, whatever we want to do. But we'll also, I will take them to, for instance, a coffee shop. Because, you know, they are... Well, basically, their stories are not going to keep me awake on their own. That's the fact. And they're not as interesting as they think they are. And after the 18th time you've been told what colour the fucking combine harvester was that they saw a year ago, you're thinking, you know what? Daddy's going to need an espresso. So, I'll take them to a coffee shop. Now, here's where we get to the meat of it. By round of applause, who here doesn't have children? Quite a few of you. Mm-hmm. Well, here's something I know about you. You don't like it when people bring small children into coffee shops. Do you like it with a little bit? Do you know how I know you don't like it? Because you do nothing to disguise the loathing and contempt on your fucking faces. Oh my God, it's like I walked in with explosives strapped to my chest. How dare he enter here with those things, like this is some sort of public place and they're sort of human beings. And people say shit to you. People say shit to you. People say shit to me like I'm not going to say shit back. People are mad. People say shit to you like, it's not a creche, you know. I swear to God, I've had that said. Not as many times as my wife has had said to her, but yeah, we both had that said to us, yeah. It's not a creche, you know. It's on. It's not a creche, you know. I know it's not a creche. If it was a creche, I could leave the kids here and fuck off to the pub. I don't think you understand what a creche is or how one works. That's what you sound like to me. You sound like you don't understand what a creche is. I'm not accusing any of you of ever having said it, but if you've ever said that, you sound like you don't understand what a creche is. Or worse, you sound like you're on the sex offenders register and you're justifying your presence in the coffee shop on the grounds that it's not a creche. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like to my ears going, I'm allowed to be here, you know. It's not a creche, you know. I'm just having a coffee. I'm not wanking in the playground. It's all above board. That's what you sound like to me. I know you're trying to tell me you hate kids, but the opposite's coming across. It's not a creche, you know. I know it's not a creche. It's also not your living room. If you don't want to be around other people, go the fuck home where the coffee's free, you ignorant prick. They have high chairs, they have crayons, and they sell a product called a Baby Chino. What did you think might happen? It's not a creche, you know. I know it's not. It's also not an old people's home. Yet I'm still sitting here watching you shovel cheesecake into your 90-year-old gob. You think that's pleasant for me? I wasn't going to say anything. You fucking started this, love. There's three of us at this table and we can all handle solids. It's not a creche, you know. I know it's not a creche. It's also not your office. And it's not my fault your company is doing so badly that you're currently holding a business meeting in a branch of fucking Costa. You fucking high flyer, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my child's laughter disturbing the job interview you've chosen to conduct in a public fucking place? I swear to God, I've had that. I've had evils from people because my kid's laughing. Not having a tantrum, not throwing a fucking hissy fit. No, laughing during their job interview. I'm terribly sorry. I just thought we were in a coffee shop. I didn't realise we'd inadvertently wandered into the HR department of Go Fuck Yourself Incorporated. It's not a creche, you know. Are we just naming shit it's not? It's not the basket of a hot air balloon. Your turn. It's not the cockpit of the space shuttle. You know what else it's not? It's not a vagina plasty clinic, but I'm still looking at you, you ugly cunt. Oh! These people annoy me. Quite happy with that as a punchline. Quite happy with that. The only time the word comes up in the show, and I think you'll find it was used with surgical precision. My aim for that joke is that there'd be mums in this room right now who hate that word but would use that line. That is my aspiration for that joke. I am swallowing my issues with that word because that line's a fucking doozy. And I get it, folks, I do, I get it, I understand. Those of you who don't like kids, I get it, you know, it's an adult environment and we're ruining the ambiance with our mewling rugrats. But you know what? You gotta put up with it for 20 minutes, half an hour tops. We stuck with them for the rest of our lives. Cut us some slack. At least I don't have to breastfeed them in public. Which makes it sound like I do it in private. I don't. Obviously I can't. I try and be an equal parent, the breastfeeding lets me down. Although I have had that moment, not a lot of men would ever admit to this, but I have had that moment at 3 o'clock in the morning with a crying baby as you're waiting for the bottle to warm up in the bottle warmer and you can't find a dummy anywhere. You go, oh, shh, oh, stop, oh, shh, oh, fuck it, let's just give this a go. Shh, 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 shh. I know nothing's coming out, but just shut up for 30 seconds, please. Come on, warm quicker. Warm quicker, look what I'm reduced to. We have to wait. I have to wait. I can't warm it up in the microwave. We have to warm it up naturally in the plastic electric thing. Can't give you microwave milk. That'll kill you stone dead, apparently. That'll kill your students. Look at you. Can't give a baby. Well, you can't give a first baby microwave milk. You can give a second baby microwave milk. It's a weird quirk of biology, that. Scientists have yet to explain. You have to come up with a cohesive reason why it is that second children are weirdly more resilient when it comes to the consumption of microwave fluids. We definitely erred on the side of caution with baby number one, didn't we? I hope you sterilise that, baby number one. Hope you sterilise that and the bottle steriliser we purchased specifically for the purpose. Baby number two, run that fucker under the tap. Come on, we're busy. We're busy people. Yeah, get the dog to give it a lick. That'll do. Yeah, that'll do, yeah.